All right, and good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Queen Bee Realty, your hometown experts for buying, selling, and finding the place that's meant to be yours. Visit queenbeerealtymichigan.com. Queen Bee Realty, the buzz in real estate. A 33-year-old Emily City man remains in critical condition after his Equinox rear-ended a converted military-style truck Thursday evening. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, the collision happened on Brown City Road, just north of Kohler Road, around 6 p.m. The Equinox became partially wedged under the Stewart Stephen truck, which was hauling crops, before veering off the roadway and striking a tree. Firefighters had to free the driver from the wreckage using hydraulic tools. He was first taken to McLaren Lapeer region and later transferred to Corwell Health Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. The 31-year-old driver of the military vehicle, also from Emily City, was not hurt. Deputies said the larger truck had working taillights and displayed a slow-moving vehicle emblem. Investigators do not believe speed or alcohol were factors. The sheriff's office continues to investigate with assistance from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Federal agents and members of the Mid-Michigan Safe Streets Task Force executed a narcotic search warrant early Friday morning on Michigan Avenue on Bay City's east side. Investigators reported finding suspected drugs, three firearms, and other evidence linked to drug manufacturing and distribution. A 34-year-old man was arrested on drug and weapons charges, while two others were taken into custody on unrelated warrants. All three suspects were booked into the Bay County Jail, and the case has been sent to the prosecutor's office for review. Anyone with information can contact the Bay City Public Safety at 989-892-8571 or share anonymous tips through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL or p3tips.com. Police agencies throughout Michigan will be participating in an effort to deter drinking and driving during the holidays. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is underway and runs through January 1st. Of the 1,012 fatal crashes that occurred in Michigan, 276 were alcohol involved and 246 were drug involved. Police agencies are encouraging motorists to celebrate safely and make smart driving decisions. During the campaign, there will be increased enforcement and messaging about the dangers of driving impaired. Officers will be on the lookout for motorists under the influence of alcohol or drugs throughout the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. We'll be right back.
This holiday season, Queen Bee Realty wants to say a heartfelt thank you to our clients, our neighbors, and our community members across Michigan who've trusted us to help you find home. Whether it's your first home, a new beginning, or a place to grow your family, it's an honor to be part of your story. We're grateful for each handshake, every open door, and the trust you place in us to guide you through buying or selling with care. And as we look ahead, we're excited to continue helping you find home in 2026 and beyond. Queen Bee Realty, your home, your story, our privilege.
Hi, I'm Jessamine McCoy, owner of Queen Bee Realty. From my family to yours, may your Christmas be bright, your home full of cheer, and may your new year be blessed with opportunity.
Queen Bee Realty, the buzz in real estate.
All right, and we're back. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. So officials in Providence, Rhode Island say they will release a person of interest detained in a Brown University shooting that killed two students and injured nine. Officials made the disclosure at a hastily convened news conference last night, more than 12 hours after the revealing that they had detained a person in connection with the attack. Saturday's attack set off hours of chaos across the Ivy League campus as hundreds of officers searched for the shooter and urged students and staff to shelter in place. Australian leaders have agreed to overhaul national gun control laws after a mass shooting at a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney's Bondi Beach. The attack left at least 15 people dead. The changes would include renegotiating the National Firearms Agreement. This agreement virtually banned rapid-fire rifles after the 1996 Port Arthur massacre. The shooting, which took place on a busy summer day, left 38 people injured. Police shot the suspected attackers, a father and a son. The father died and the son is in a coma. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has proposed new gun restrictions, including limiting ownership and reviewing licenses. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Queen Bee Realty, your hometown experts for buying, selling, and finding the place that's meant to be yours. Visit queenbeerealtymichigan.com. Queen Bee Realty, the buzz in real estate. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And right now, we are sitting at 21 degrees.